We've been working at it for about a year and a half. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But when we got the bands booked, we kind of realised it was now reality. And we've decided just to have bands that are fairly well known around the area and that will create just a good atmosphere for two nights.
You are chair of the festival committee, but you also have that hat, don't you, of the Letterkenny Chamber. I presume the hope is also that, particularly through Saturday, that businesses in the town get a lift.
Absolutely. I mean, we're hoping, we know the hotels are very busy this weekend. We know that people are intending to travel to Letterkenny. So we're just hoping this day around on Saturday, there's a little bit of music playing in the Market Square with the Donegal Youth Service during the day. So we're hoping that all adds to the economics of the festival. And, you know, it does give, puts Letterkenny on the map a little bit again for a summer festival. Every other small town tends to have them. So we thought, well, Letterkenny deserves to have one too.
And finally, the future of these type of events comes down to how much support they get. Obviously, it's great to have people coming into the town, but also it's the type of event, is it not, that needs the support of the community too?
Oh, absolutely, Greg. You know, you can't do it without the local businesses who've helped us out, without the funders, you know, Fáilte Ireland and the council and Donegal County Council. Without all of that, this wouldn't have happened. And we just want as many local people to go to the streets tomorrow night and Saturday night as much as possible.